Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, it's going to be one of the most important shows we've done in a long time in a series of important shows. I've got a couple of things I've got to get out to you today. Number one, we are walking down a dangerous road towards a full-blown surveillance state. I've got an article about facial ID and banking. Facial ID and banking, what? Yes. I've got the single best article I've written about the dangers of going down this path, big tech path of banning conservatives and conservative platforms where conservatives are safe. It's written by a leftist. It is a tremendous article and a warning of what's ahead. Also, the inside baseball again on what's going on with Parler and some piece of a lawsuit that we're filing against Amazon. You may find interesting, kind of exposes what Amazon was really worried about Parler. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Ladies and gentlemen, please get a VPN today. Surf the web in peace. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Surf the web in peace. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. It is a loaded show today. We're going to start with some common principles that we're going to have to all agree to going forward. We don't have a country. We have a suggestion. Today's show brought to you by friends at Liquid IV, brought to you by our friends at Liquid IV. You know Liquid IV, their popular hydration drink mix, which we love. I use down here in Florida where it's hot all the time. But their energy multiplier is an absolute game changer. Got it right here. We have tons of the stuff. We love it. We go through it fast. Matter of fact, I just gave this to a nurse in my doctor's office. She loves it too. Check it out right here. So half of Americans report they struggle with daily fatigue. You know, decreased focus, lack of motivation, poor mood, and unhappiness. With Liquid IV's energy multiplier, you can upgrade your vibe and reach your constant state of awesome. We love it. I use it every day. I've had to exchange out my afternoon green tea for Liquid IV because I love it. Liquid IV cellular transport technology delivers the optimal ratio of nutrients for more efficient uptake. Enhanced rapid absorption into the bloodstream gives you lasting energy boost and focus super fast. We love it here. Powers your mornings, fuels long days at work, provides a boost for tough workouts. It's clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And the packaging is extra convenient. Liquid IV is on a mission to positively change the world. The company's donated over 6.7 million servings globally. In response to COVID-19, over 3 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and more. Grab your energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code Bongino at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order. They also have their immunity booster hydration multiplier and their regular hydration multiplier. So it's important. Go to liquidiv.com. Use code Bongino at checkout. 25% off anything you order. Promo code Bongino at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com. Promo code Bongino. All right, Joe, let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until we get to some common principles going forward, I will continue to expose the hypocrisy of the activist left-wing media and leftists who want principles for thee, but not for me. You Republicans should call out violence. We did. Did you miss that? Have you not listened to my show for 4 years where, Joe, have we not warned about the dangerous spiral downward when we seek a political solution to violence? Did they miss all that?
They
must have, because Joe and I have been talking about it for 4, 5, 7, 8, 10 years. I don't even know how long. I forget how long we've even been doing this show. So they missed that. Of course, they didn't miss it. They ignore it. What I'm talking about, folks, is we are a country. It's not a country club. The definition of a country is a landmass occupied by people that agree to abide by a common set of rules. Is it not? What am I missing? That's what a constitution is. A set of laws, principles, guidelines we all live by. If not, we'd be a bunch of hermits who declare our own Bongino family constitution and live by our own rules. That's what a country is. The left is so terrified by this conversation because the left has a love affair with subjective, not objective values. Objective values apply to everyone. Subjective values are open to interpretation and only apply to some. Do you get the difference? The left doesn't want objective values. God-given human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. Why? Why does the left and media totalitarians and tech totalitarians, why do they hate objective values? You know the answer. Think it through. Because they love big government, and in order for big government to crush political opposition, they can't have values like freedom and liberty that apply to everyone, or you can't crush people. If they're free and have God-given rights to liberty, there's nothing you can do to stop them. The left hates that. They are totalitarians by nature, and they want to crush you. So they are terrified of any conversation that addresses a series of common values. What do I mean? Everything the left is talking about now, they have done in the past that they're condemning Republicans for falsely. You Republicans, you're not condemning what happened last Wednesday. We're not? Are you stupid? It's funny, but you didn't condemn violence when it happened. Calls for a review of the election to make sure it was free and fair. Oh, we're not having that conversation. If you talk about it, we're going to ban you. Really? How come when they did it, it didn't matter? So it's not a principle. So the left is claiming one of their principles that they're so mad about, Joe, is that you can't dare question an election. And if you do, we're going to ban you. Well, why did you do it then? Oh, because we're just talking about you, not us. So it's not a principle. You just made it up, in other words. So we're going to go through just quickly in the beginning of the show here. I'm going to lay out some evidence here. The left doesn't have any principles. They're making all of this up. Everything. And when I say this, I mean, you can't dare talk about the election. COVID rules. Oh, I'll show at the end. Those apply to us. You can't talk about gendered terms on the House floor. Pelosi just did. Mm-hmm. You can't dare, you know, sanction violence. We don't, but the left did. Here, let's go to example number one. This is the great Jim Jordan on the House floor yesterday during this sham, ridiculous, absurd, unconstitutional impeachment number two. Here's Jim Jordan saying, wait, so you guys are all upset that Trump discussed the 2020 election and problems with it? And yet, you know what's really weird? 19 minutes into Trump's presidency, you were calling for his impeachment in 2017. Gosh, that's really weird. I thought we weren't supposed to do that. Check this out.
19 minutes, 4 years ago on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2017, 19 minutes into President Trump's administration, at 12:19 p.m., the Washington Post headline was, "Campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." And now with just one week left, they're still trying.
I thought that's a principle. Again, it's a country supposedly with a common set of principles. The ridiculous totalitarian left seeking any excuse as a pretext to crush free speech and conservatives with it, bankrupt you, in many cases, try to have you investigated. Oh, it's happening now. The left is suggesting our principle for doing that is we should never question the integrity of an election. But what about when you did it? You wanted President Trump impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, 19 minutes into his... What could he have possibly done 19 minutes into his presidency? What did he do? What did he do? Go rob a bank? Hold on. He's sworn into his presidency. Guys, before we get in the limo down Pennsylvania Avenue for the inaugural parade, can we go rob First Bank of the USA right there? What did he do? Nothing. You're just making it up. Your so-called principle, the questioning elections, is not a principle. You just made it up. Because you questioned and demanded his impeachment and called the election hijacked like Pelosi did just minutes and months into his presidency. So it's not a principle. You're a liar. Here's more hypocrisy. They're like, you conservatives incited. But by the way, if you dare, I'll get to that later. Accuse me, a show who has been resolutely committed to absolute nonviolence and political activism through free and fair process. I got a warning for you later. You think I'm going to sit down and roll over? You are insane. Having said that, this is weird, Joe. Here's some video from a while ago during these violent protests burning down American cities, of Nancy Pelosi. Of course, she's calling it out and saying how terrible political violence is, exactly like we did. Here's Pelosi standing on her principles. Check this out.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Oh, wait. Joe, come on. Again, stop. Yeah. Paul, you feel, of course that's a deceptive edit. It's not. So there's Nancy Pelosi condemning President Trump again, blaming the horror on last Wednesday on him for calling for a peaceful and patriotic march on the Capitol. Peaceful and patriotic. How that's a call for violence, I'm still trying to figure out. But there's Nancy Pelosi wondering how there aren't more uprisings across the country. Now, you know what was interesting? On the House floor yesterday, Republican congressman from Texas, Louie Gohmert, quoted that exact piece of video. He quoted that video from Nancy Pelosi. You heard it right there. That's Nancy Pelosi, C-SPAN, talking about, why aren't there more uprisings? I thought we weren't doing that. So Louie Gohmert quotes Nancy Pelosi there, and people in the leftist activist media who are really not that bright. Here's a rogues gallery of some of the stupidity we saw yesterday. Here's Asha Rangappa. Forgive me if I'm saying her name wrong. It's not intentional. But Asha Rangappa, who was in the FBI for a hot minute and claims to be some national security expert here. She says, holy... Is Gohmert, she can't even spell his name right. Gohmert, like Gohmert Pyle. It's Gohmert. Is Gohmert encouraging more, quote, uprisings? Did I hear that right? And then another media lunatic, one of the most hilarious people on Twitter, Molly Jong Slow, who also calls herself Molly Jong Fast. Oh, yes, that's what happened. They're stunned that Louie Gohmert would call for more uprisings. What's the problem, Joe? He was quoting Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Notice how the conversation stopped. Well, wait. We're not supposed to be calling for more uprisings. Pelosi said it. We're not calling out Democrats for calling for violence and uprisings. We're only calling out Republicans who called for peaceful and patriotic protests. Okay. And we're all supposed to shut up right now, right? So Donald Trump marched peacefully and patriotically. Put him in jail, arrest him, and impeach him. Nancy Pelosi, I wonder why there aren't more uprisings. Shh. We thought Gohmert Pyle. I can't even spell the name right. Asha Rangappa.
Yeah.
Gohmert. Like it's Gohmert with a T. Try a search engine and look it up. She finds out it's Pelosi that said that, and Gohmert was quoting her. You think, that's it. Molly Jong Slow and Rangappa? No, there's more. I have a piece up in the Federalist in the show notes today. I need you to read. Well, folks, just a quick note. Again, I have a lot of asks, and I'm very sorry to do this. I don't need to impose any conditions on you watching my show, but I don't know how long direct communication channels to you be open. I need you, please, to join my email list. It is the newsletter. Go to bongino.com/newsletter. Please, we added 50,000 emails. I don't know how long any communication channel other than direct email will remain open. I'm not kidding. Please chime up for my email list. You can read this article in the Federalist, but this is where I got these tweets. Here's another, I don't know if this is a journalist or not, but someone, a blue check mark. Sarah Reese Jones. Louie Gohmert calls for more violent uprisings, claims Nancy Pelosi's destroying the American experiment, and quotes the History Channel in about 2 minutes. Sarah Jones, apparently unaware or manipulating, but he was quoting Nancy Pelosi's call for uprisings. Did you miss that? Weird. Here's another one, Marty Schladen. Here's Marty, another genius. Quote, I don't know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be, Louie Gohmert says, perhaps hopefully. He's quoting your God queen, Nancy Pelosi. You dunce. So he's taking a shot at Gohmert for calling for more uprisings and is strangely quiet when everybody finds out that it's actually a Nancy Pelosi quote. Weird. Here's a twofer here. Here's Bob Costco, or whatever his name is, and Molly Jong Slow again. Molly Jong Slow. And Louie Gohmert is up. He's saying words, but none of them make much sense. She says, I don't say this lightly, but Louie Gohmert is the dumbest member of Congress. She's too stupid to realize he's quoting. She doesn't even know what a quote is, Molly Jong Slow. And here's a twofer from some dude, Bob Costco, who I've never heard of in my life. Louis Gohmert is the dumbest in the history of the Congress. And we've had some numbskulls over the years. Bob Costco doesn't even realize he's quoting Nancy Pelosi as he's calling Louis Gohmert an idiot. It's priceless. Bob Costco. It's priceless. Twitter's standards for blue check marks are very low. So, more evidence of hypocrisy. Here we are on a little bit of a lighter note before we get to some more serious stuff. Remember Pelosi, Joe, last week? She put out a new House edict saying, we will not be using gendered terms on the floor.
Yeah.
We will not be talking about wives, husbands, mothers, fathers. We'll talk about ji, zhou, zhao, and preferred pronouns. Pelosi didn't make it but a few days without violating her own rules. Really weird. You know, rules for thee, not for me. Check this out.
I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter. A daughter whose father proudly served in this Congress.
That lasted long, few days.
Yeah.
Showing you how difficult it is to communicate in the English language when nobody agrees what words in the English language actually mean. When you start suggesting wife doesn't mean woman and husband could mean anything, it can. Because apparently if that's true, Nancy Pelosi is now, Joe, by the left's rules, right? Is she's definitely transphobic, right? I mean, that's their rules, right? Not ours.
That's what they said.
Their rule. Yeah. That's not my rule. That's what they said. So Nancy Pelosi opens up the impeachment with a grotesquely transphobic statement by her own rules. Weird how nobody in the media seems to be calling her out for that. On an even less lighter note, here's the mask police up on Capitol Hill, David Cicilline, another radical leftist, doesn't seem to understand. You're going to have to watch for this, folks. I'm sorry for my audio only listeners. I'll describe it for you. This is just a very brief video. It has no sound, but you need to watch this at rumble.com/Bongino, please. Here is one of the radical leftists on the House. Another one of these, you know, if you don't wear a mask, I'll humiliate you. Who doesn't seem to understand what a mask actually does? Check this priceless video out. That's David Cicilline behind Representative Yvette Clark, who has to sneeze, apparently, removes his mask to sneeze as he sneezes. Jeez. And spreads his infectotums everywhere. So mask is only good unless you have to cough or sneeze. Then make sure you take it down and spread your infectotums everywhere. Where's the media? Where's the media? It's been calling out Republicans for days that in the middle of the chaos on Capitol Hill, the media, I'm not kidding, I've been calling them out during the chaos, Republicans had no mask. This guy's sneezing all over the place with a mask. Where's everybody on that? Nowhere. All right, I got to move on. Let me get to my second sponsor. Folks, this segment coming up is important. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to get to some other stuff and then cover it again from a different way. We are in a very dangerous place, ladies and gentlemen. If you really want to live in a surveillance state, then keep doing what we're doing. If you want to live in a communist Chinese type surveillance state, keep heading right down this road because that's exactly where we're going. More after this quick break. Today's show brought to you by our friends at LifeLock. It's a new year. Usually means one thing. New Year's resolutions that most of us probably have a hard time keeping. Well, here's one resolution that's easy to keep and you'll be glad you did. Get LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. It's important. I had my identity stolen. It was an absolute disaster. It took me a year to clean up. I have it for me, my wife, my kids, my mother-in-law, everyone. Do you know one out of every five Americans have been affected by identity theft? This new year, you could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit and bank statements. Help keep what's yours. You can't keep it yours with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information is being used in their network, they'll send you an alert. I get texts on my phone. It's happened, sadly, quite a bit. Luckily, it was all innocent, but at least I knew. You have access to a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist to your case should you become a victim. Listen, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock is the one New Year's resolution that can help resolve identity theft. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. It's a big savings. Go to lifelock.com/Bongino. Make sure you get that URL right. That's lifelock.com/Bongino, lifelock.com/Bongino for 25% off. So again, getting into probably the most important segment of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to live in a communist-style, North Korean-style surveillance state where you have absolutely no private life whatsoever, here we go. We've got media people who used to be on the side of free speech and used to be leftist civil liberty. Left the media was never populated by people who had conservative values, but it used to be populated by people who believed in things like the ACLU and civil liberties and stuff. That's all gone now. The media is all in on the police state now. No, Dan, they're not. Really? The media that covered up for Spygate, the spying on illegally and illicitly against a private citizen, the president of the United States, the media that supported it? Here we go again, using the horror on Wednesday as a pretext to talk about the idea that, hey, maybe we should follow the post 9/11 path, because that Patriot Act, Joe, worked out so well. Maybe we should follow the 9/11 model, which was a disaster with the Patriot Act. Maybe we should start looking into some more surveillance. Here's Nicole Wallace, noted anti-civil libertarian activist here, on proving it in this piece here. Here's noted anti-civil liberties activist Nicole Wallace on her show suggesting to Spygate lawyer, which, you know, one of the key figures in this, that maybe we should look into some, you know, surveillance type models. This is just fascinating how the former civil liberties left. Like Nicole Wallace, a Republican. Hilarious. Really funny. It's not. Check out Nicole Wallace. This should trouble you.
Can you just clarify where those lines are for law? I mean, I just working the White House after 9/11, everything. And again, these policies are so controversial, so it's not a perfect parallel. But every policy that was pursued was to find out what the terrorists were saying. And we listened to them. That's what metadata was. I mean, knowing what they said online is just basic intelligence. Why wasn't a memo from Norfolk like that responded to with a show of force to protect against the occasion that that came true? It turns out it did, but why isn't that the practice of the FBI?
Here we go, folks. Mainstream media hosts and MSNBC talking about like, hey, why aren't we engaged in these practices with the FBI, the whole surveillance? Maybe because we don't want to live in a surveillance state. Maybe I just want to be left alone if I haven't done anything wrong. I know, crazy idea. If you have probable cause that you think I've committed a crime or anyone around me, then go get a warrant. That's what we do. The Patriot Act was a disaster. We want to go down that road again? It still is a disaster. Has Spygate not taught us anything? That, as Lord Acton said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Did we miss that? When you give people power to surveil people, they will abuse those powers. Why? Because that's what human beings do, and that's why we restrict those powers. Did we miss that? You think I'm making all this up, by the way? Like, no, I mean, gosh, the idea that the government would spy on a private citizen, future president, and may abuse future powers using the pretext of the horror on Wednesday to engage in mass surveillance against other people they politically disagree with, that had never happened. The technology isn't even there. Really? Look at this Wall Street Journal article. And there's one specific portion at the end where you're ding, 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 ding. Your antenna should be going up like, I'm not so comfortable where this is going. You have evidence that there was anyone involved in that attack on those Capitol Hill police officers and theft from the Capitol? Go for it. You got probable cause, get an arrest warrant, get a search warrant. That is what our constitutional republic authorizes you to do. But now you want to engage in what? Mass surveillance? Is anybody who attended that rally, the 99.999% of people who peacefully went down there, they're going to be subject to this. Look at this Wall Street Journal piece. The promise and peril of facial recognition. Agencies are using the technology to identify the Capitol rioters. There's a piece at the end that should deeply disturb you. Look at this. Quote, responsible private companies, such as banking and financial institutions, should be permitted to access facial recognition technologies. Here it is, Joe. Oh, to prevent identity theft and otherwise deter criminality. Okay. Got a bank that can access these facial ID technologies. All of a sudden, they see you showed up at the White House, you were peaceful the entire time. calling for a review into the election, and all of a sudden your bank has that. Don't worry. It's all about identity theft. The Orwell analogies are overused. This is worse. I don't even think Orwell understood how technology would be used in the future to target people for troublesome political beliefs. You happy about that? I'll get to more later. There's an article up on a left-leaning site from what I've seen from their work. It appears to be left-leaning. Where a left-leaning, what appears to be, again, left-leaning author is like, hey, I'm not so sure this surveillance state we're moving to using pretexts like what happened Wednesday is really a good idea. If there was ever an article worth going to my show notes for, this one's it. But I want to cover some other stuff too. I want to get to just one final thing too. By the way, AOC is calling for a commission on to evaluate the media. This is what we need. A former bartender elected to Congress now determining what media misinformation is. I don't think she's going to focus on the pee-pee hoax disinformation or anything like that. Don't worry, folks. Lawmakers, commissions, that always ends well. Every time, that always ends well. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. They have learned nothing from Spygate. Nothing. Matter of fact, they're doubling down. Spying? Hell yeah. We need to set up media commissions too. And banking, facial ID. Don't worry. It's just for identity theft. Oh, financial institutions too. Try to get insurance? Yeah, we're going to go through our facial ID. Oh my gosh, we saw you at a Trump rally once. Yeah, you're a high risk for us. We're not going to give you. Wait, what? Liberals want, understand, liberal. It's not that liberals are fighting this. Liberals want this. They want you crushed, silenced, bankrupted, and not even be able to access the financial pipelines, which would render you impotent to stay alive and feed your family. They don't care. The totalitarian state has always been their dream. Now they have a pretext to do it. One more on hypocrisy. You know, remember, protesting, of course, is, if it's done by Republicans, even peacefully, like the majority of people who did show up peacefully there, that's to be condemned roundly. But protests that actually turn violent on the left side about elections, I thought that's happening, only Republican stuff now, right? Protests that happen about elections where Republicans win, where Democrats lose their mind, attack police officers, burn stuff, try to hurt and potentially kill people, those protests, those don't seem to gender the same response like we need mass surveillance or anything like that. You don't believe me that happened? Here's a clip from ABC in 2017, right after Donald Trump was elected on Inauguration Day. I remember because I was in D.C. I don't remember any of this violence being used as a pretext to engage in mass surveillance of the leftists who were there. I wonder why that is. Maybe because it's not a principled thing. It's a political thing. Check this out.
Not everyone gathered here in Washington today came to celebrate President Trump's inauguration. Protesters lined part of the parade route, and in some parts of the Capitol, there were confrontations with police.
The anger reaching a boiling point in the nation's capital after President Trump took the oath of office. Police in riot gear facing off against the protesters just six blocks from the inaugural parade. Unleashing pepper spray, concussion grenades, all to disperse the crowd.
Do you remember, Joe, the calls for surveillance and facial ID and mass surveillance and after, do you remember, Joe, you were with us. Yeah, right around that. Do you remember that?
Is this some kind of trick? No, I don't remember anything like
that. Yeah, no. Of course. Yes, it is. Of course. That's the only thing I live to do with you on the show because I enjoy the banter. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Because it's an easy one. It's a bun.
Bingo.
A bun.
There you go, brother.
Remember that my big fat Greek wedding? Yeah, what is this cake? It's a bun. It's a bun. 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 That was a cake. This is a baseball yes. bun. Because it's so easy.
Yeah.
To point out to you,
dude.
And I'm going to leave this segment, but why do you point out media hypocrisy? Because ladies and gentlemen, if we don't, you understand we're playing into the left's hands. They are desperate to shut you up. Because when you talk about principles that should apply to both sides, and you point out the fact that Republicans have consistently called out political violence and normalizing it, and the left doesn't, it takes away the left's moral high ground to moralize and attack you. That's why they're so afraid of it. Don't you dare, Bongino, talk about whataboutism. Nah, we'll talk about it every day. Because until we can get back to some rules of order and some common decency and common rules for the whole country, we don't have a country. We have a suggestion. And that's not a place I want to live. I want to live in a place where we can politically disagree, but we all agree there are no-go zones. We're not going to be violent. We're not going to normalize violence. We are going to call out violence wherever it happens and whoever it does it, whoever does it. Until we can agree on those common principles, I'm going to call it out everywhere. All right, one quick article, and I have a serious, I'm not kidding, it's not a joke. Sometimes a serious announcement. I have a serious announcement afterwards. Pay heed if you're in the media, because I'm not kidding. But let me get to this quick story, then I want to get to a spot and then the announcement. So story up at the Blaze, be in the show notes today. Again, why the left wants to silence you. Don't dare talk about integrity in our elections and free and fair elections. We're demanding it. You demand nothing. Nothing. You're going to challenge this? A legal case. An arrest has been made in Texas. You're going to challenge this? What is this, fake news? Woman's been arrested. The Blaze. Article up at the show notes. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter. Please subscribe. Texas woman arrested on election fraud charges after getting caught on Project Veritas video, officials say. Wow, that's weird. I thought we weren't allowed to talk about this. You don't tell me what to talk about, ever. From the Blaze piece. But by the way, I want to be clear because we are fair on this show, unlike the left, which, you know, frequently accuses people of things they didn't do. These are allegations, and everyone's entitled to their day in court, including this woman. I believe her name is Raquel Rodriguez, who is, it's alleged, again, I don't do that because of any, do it because it's only fair. I don't ever want to be a leftist. You know, you'll see from the piece that the KSAT TV's reporting that the attorney general of Texas office is spelled out, her name is Rachel, but it looks like it's Raquel. The station added that in the Project Veritas video, Ms. Rodriguez appears to show an older woman how to change her vote on a mail-in ballot. She also described various types of small gifts she gets for voters she comes into contact with. Which, if these allegations are true, would be against the law. Is this evidence of mass widespread fraud? I didn't say that. Is this evidence of voter fraud? Clearly, or she wouldn't have been arrested. She'll have her day in court to see if these allegations are proven out. But we talk about what we want. The more you push on me, the more I push back. Don't ever forget it. Okay, I got a serious announcement coming up next, and it kind of it's going to follow along on this right now, but it's important. All right, today's show also brought to you by our friends at Press House Coffee. This is my my new favorite. I love Press House. We're big big coffee. My wife's Colombian. She had coffee in her bottle when she was about 2 and a half. She started. When did you start drinking coffee? She's like, what a baby. She's having like, this one's open. You can see. So it's the Press House. Can you please send me some more? Running a little low. Is there a cup of Joe blend? Not a joke. We have a grinder, coffee grinder, which we love. Press House Coffee was started by two guys that love premium coffee, but not the uppity culture around it. They just want to help you enjoy coffee the best way. They drink it, like it. They want to make a big project out of it. They offer premium, delicious, hand-sourced coffees and resources that make it easy to grow your knowledge and love for coffee like we do. And only the very favorite equipment and accessories they included too. Their head roaster personally sources each bean and creates a unique roasting profile to highlight its unique, delicious flavors. Coffee's like an event in my life in the morning. Every bag is roasted to order, ground any way you'd like it, and shipped to you within 72 hours for peak freshness. I get the beans. I don't usually get it grounded. Do your thing. You do you. Almost ate the microphone there. Unique, delicious blends like blueberry muffin. With vibrant blueberry notes and comforting flavors of fresh baked goods, or key lime pie with notes of invigorating lime, warm vanilla, and graham cracker crust are created with no added flavors, just carefully selected coffees from around the world. Whether you're looking for the best cup of coffee, a familiar diner style coffee you never had, or you want to be amazed by wild fruity notes coffee, you'll find something you love. Here's where you go. Don't forget the URL. They're important. Go to PressHouseCoffee.com/Bongino and get 20% off your first order by using promo code Bongino at checkout. We all love promo codes. Please check out their Roaster's Choice. It makes a great gift. Go to PressHouseCoffee.com/Bongino today. Get 20% off your first order with code Bongino at checkout. PressHouseCoffee.com/Bongino. Promo code Bongino for 20% off. Stuff is awesome. Here's my almost empty cup of Press House coffee today. My daughter got me this mug. Paula's got hers there too. You want to come on the show sometime? We got to get Paula's camera. They call me Super Dad. My daughter Amelia bought me this, so I love it. That's where I have my Java this morning. All right. Serious announcement, and I'm going to move on because I got a Parler update from behind the scenes and another hilarious misinformation campaign. Media Matters, Media Matters. That's the joke. Media Matters. I just said it. But a serious announcement on a serious note. Legal notices are going out probably today or tomorrow. I just want to be crystal clear with everyone. I don't say this to be some kind of fake pseudo tough guy. We don't need any of that nonsense right now. I'm just telling you the truth. Anyone in the media with any prominent, I can't prevent all the, you know, ridiculous morons on Twitter and Facebook who tweet whatever they want. Hey, go ahead, knock yourself out. I mean, you do you. You're idiots by nature. But anyone in any position of prominence or a megaphone, I'm putting this out there now, that accuses me of either an insurrection, and somebody already did, or inciting violence, despite evidence conclusively to the contrary, that this show is always for moral, ethical, legal, and appropriateness reasons, has always said the exact opposite. Anyone in the media who says that, and somebody already did, and that person will be getting a legal notice shortly. I will sue you. I hate the legal process. I don't like it. But I'm telling you right now, you dare besmirch me by lying about me and claiming I supported some insurrection, which is categorically absolutely false, 1,000%. Or you claim even worse that I incited violence despite viral videos on Facebook calling for the opposite. I will sue, and I will, oh, but Dan, you know, sued before and everyone, it's okay. I'm perfectly okay with that. I've got a lot of money and a lot of time, and I will not allow you to insult me, defame me, or lie about me to knowingly malign my character in public. The warning's that this is my official warning, because I know you watch my show, Media Matters and others. I know you watch it because you report on it. I am now formally warning you, so when you do it, and I know you watch my show and I can prove it, you can't claim in court you didn't know. You've now been warned. And I suggest every other conservative commentator who handled all of this responsibly put that same warning out there. So there's no mystery in court that nobody did. Oh, we didn't know. We didn't know. Now you know. First legal notice goes out today. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know. All right, moving on. Speaking of misinformation campaigns against me, again, this is hilarious. Like Media Matters, which claims to monitor the media. These are nothing but, I want to give them an out. So I'll show you the story in a minute I'm talking about, but I don't want to relitigate this thing. You know, they covered the story yesterday about this phantom email we got from Cumulus Media, who I don't even work for, that supposedly was sent out to me, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. You will never talk about the election again, or you will be terminated immediately. It's a fake story. I offered yesterday $100,000 to any media person who could produce the actual email reference from Brian Phillips in the Washington Post article. And strangely, Paula, has anyone taken us up? Joe, did anyone reach out for the 100K?
No.
They didn't. So they didn't reach to. I got to ask Drew later. It's weird. The Washington Post has a story that I got an email demanding we stop talking about the election. And I told them I'd give them 100K if they could produce it. And nobody came for it. Really weird. Why leave all that money on the table? Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, because the story is 1,000% made up. Just maybe. Weird that you'd leave $100,000 out there. Just take it. Donate it to your favorite charity. You can't take it because you made up the story. Well, of course, you know, Media Matters. I call the media doesn't matter because they're either, I'll give them an out. They're either too stupid to realize that this story's fake, or they're lying to you. I'm erring towards probably the latter here. Here's a Media Matter story. Again, with this fake story, Cumulus Media hosts continue to spread election misinformation about being told to stop by Jason Campbell, who I'm not kidding, I don't think has gone through puberty yet. I'm not sure. I don't know this Alex Walker other guy, but they're clearly too stupid to watch my show. This story has been debunked six different ways for Sunday. I'm going to put out a personal offer to Jason himself. If he can produce the email in the Washington Post article from Brian Phillips, the electronic version, I don't want your Adobe Photoshop version, the actual electronic email with my email address on it demanding take the 100K. Jason Campbell will not retract the piece because he's not smart enough. But Jason Campbell better worry too. Heed my prior warning. The story's fake. You will never be able to defend it in any legal proceeding because no one will ever produce the email because it doesn't exist. Been warned. Keep it up. Play tough guy. We don't care. Take us to court. Believe me, they always care when it gets to court. Always. Especially when you're sued personally. All right, quick inside baseball on what's going on with Parler. Number one, we will be back. I don't care what you're hearing. Parler will be back. You hear me? We will be back. They really hurt us. They could have done existential damage. Who knows? We will be. I do not own the majority of the company. I'm a minority owner of the company. I'm telling you, we will be back. We got a lot of emails yesterday. Dan, is it not coming? We are coming back. Having said that, I kind of teased in the beginning of the show. Did you see our lawsuit where we're suing Amazon? We heard today for a temporary restraining order. Amazon Web Services, which kicked us off their servers. They're saying it's about Amazon, of course. Like, hey, this is about violent content. Really? Because Kill Trump was trending on Twitter. Twitter has AWS. So Twitter uses Amazon Web Services and is not booted off. Although Hang Mike Pence trended on their platform. Really weird, Joe. I thought it was about violent content. No, it just seems to be about violent content on Parler. It doesn't seem to be about violent content. Again, this whole idea of unifying principles. If the principles that we're not going to host at AWS sites that promote violent content, why is Twitter still up? Well, here's what it's really about. Here's from our lawsuit against Amazon. I'd like you to check this out. Thanks to Hans Monkey, by the way, for pointing this. That's his highlights. Weird, Joe, that the AWS, Amazon Web Services people seemed really interested in this one thing. If you're watching on Rumble, of course, you can read ahead. Likewise, between January 6th and 8th, 2021, in texts between an Amazon AWS representative and Parler CEO, AWS expressed no concerns with Parler's content moderation. Weird. I thought that's what it was about, Joe. Yeah. But they did express a concern about something else. We have the texts, ladies and gentlemen. They're Exhibit F in our lawsuit. What were they concerned about? This very same AWS representative, who didn't seem concerned about our content moderation, repeatedly asked whether President Trump had joined or would join Parler now that he was blocked by Twitter and Facebook. Seems kind of material, no? No? Remember the Ren and Stimpy episode, The Land of the Left Socks? Where they go? Nobody knows. Well, somebody sent us an actual. Here's Ren. Here's our buddy Ren. So thank you, dude. Here's Ren Hork. And here's Stimson J. Cat, our buddy Stimson. He looks like a dog, but he's actually a cat. And it's funny, Ren looks like a cat, but is actually a dog. Where did their principles go here, Amazon? Where they go? Nobody knows. Amazon didn't seem too concerned with content moderation, but very concerned that President Trump would wind up on Parler. Why? Well, what does that have to do with anything? Maybe it was a coordinated effort to shut off any avenue for President Trump. I have no information about President Trump going onto Parler whatsoever. I'm simply suggesting to you, either did Amazon. It's awfully weird that they were concerned about that. Maybe this was about President Trump the whole time. Weird. Weird. All right, let me get to my next sponsor. I want to get to why Jack from Twitter now is panicking. He had a complete meltdown on his own platform yesterday. I was torn over pulling President Trump off the platform. Listen, dude, save it, please. You've embarrassed yourself enough. Nobody believes you. You're a clown. Okay? Apple, too. That Joe wouldn't give the code to unlock the San Bernardino killer, the terrorist. Apple wouldn't give the code to unlock his phone to the FBI, but boot and parlor off the store. Hey, yeah, that's okay. All right, today's show brought to you also by Helix Sleep. I've been, the last few nights, thankfully, had a couple good nights' sleep. I probably lost. I got to be careful. I was going to talk about something, but I'm serious. Like, the last few nights, Paul and I have finally, like, got some sleep back, and I appreciate your concern. It's been a rough few weeks. But we have a Helix Sleep mattress. Helix has a quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and sleep preferences. The perfect mattress for you. I've got a lot of issues, obviously, with my health and arthritis. So I took the quiz. I was matched to a Midnight Lux. Don't buy a mattress made for someone else. With Helix, you get a mattress that's, you know, perfect for you, the way you sleep. You just take their 2 minute sleep quiz. Everybody's unique. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses, mattresses that are good for cooling you down. I sleep really hot. And even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers. Again, I have the Midnight Lux. I love it. I needed something firm. And I sleep on my side because of my shoulders. So, you know, it helps me to have a firmer, really. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it's great for me. It's been awesome getting unboxing videos from so many of you who love your Helix mattress. If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz. Order the mattress you're a match to. Take the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't even need to go to a mattress store ever again. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ, Wired Magazine, and the Bongino household. It has a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it for over 100 nights risk-free. That's how confident they are you're going to love it. They'll pick it up for you. If you don't, you will. Helix offers exclusive discounts for our military, which is really nice. First responders, teachers, and students. Good for you. Helix is offering up to $200 off our mattress order and two free pillows for our listeners. $200 off, two free pillows. Here's how you do it. HelixSleep.com/Dan. Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/Dan. Helix, sleep.com/Dan. Thanks, Helix, for sponsoring the show. All right. So Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, who always seems confused, hasn't found a razor blade in years. You ever see that ridiculous beard he's got going there? He had a meltdown on his own platform yesterday. Oh, my gosh, I was so torn about pulling President Trump. It's all about principle. Yeah, okay, whatever, dude. Seriously. Go back to whatever, you know, non-shaving exercise you engage in during the day. But why is Jack really panicking and melting down? Because federal investigations have been going on into the disgrace of Wednesday up on the Capitol. And what happened up there? Well, AP News has a story here. Hat tip, Eugene, I forget his last name, sorry, on social media where I saw this. This is his highlight. But this is from an AP News story. The screenshot, Joe, is what? But Parler was intimately involved. No, this is an interesting one. So some federal official speaking on anonymity heard about notifications from the FBI, but that statements in recent days from all the leaders indicate they weren't aware of the violence level was expected at the Capitol. But it goes, here's where it gets really interesting. Defense National Guard officials, including McCarthy, have said in interviews over the past several days, they were told by DC that they believed the protests would be similar to the ones on November 14th and December 12th. And they said federal law enforcement authorities said that there was activity on Twitter, but that they weren't expecting the level of violence they ultimately saw last Wednesday. Wait, Joe. I thought what? The allegations were that this was all planned on Parler. Clearly, Parler's a threat to Parler. That's just really strange how Facebook and Twitter have now seemingly played a role in the planning of this. That's really weird how all the focus has been on Parler. Now you know why Jack is melting down? Maybe not so comfortable. Maybe not exactly portraying the calm demeanor. Oh, Twitter, we're a nonpartisan. Sure. All right, good. We've got some time because this is a deep article. Folks, again, I can't encourage you in strong enough terms, even though this article is written by someone who appears to be, I don't want to condemn her, but appears to be leaning left. I'd never heard of this site before. But this is a terrific article that is worth your click and worth your time. It's on the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Please subscribe. I'd honestly like to get to 500,000 people. I have no idea how long I'll be able to communicate with you through other channels. And that's what's addressed in this piece, ironically. This is by a Sam Lesson at The Information. How blocking Trump puts the future of the internet at risk. Again, I'm guessing the politics of the person. Granted, it is a guess, but it's kind of an educated one from reading the piece. This person appears to lean left. And it shows you that, hey, Joe, some on the left are getting very concerned about the growing threat from big tech. Some are starting to wake up. We've had people like Matt Taibbi and Glenn Greenwald who've been woken up by the Spygate thing. But some on the left are starting to say, is this really the road we want to go down? This is part two of the segment I discussed before about, we really want to do facial ID for banking, facial ID for law enforcement, facial ID databases. Oh my gosh, financial institutions, that could get ugly, right? Can't even get a bank. A bank found me at a Trump rally through facial ID. We really want to, you want to live in a surveillance state? Before I get into the piece and three screenshots from it with her key, I want to get into a topic. Joe, this may ring a bell to you. This was, I mean, you want to talk about our early days? This is when we were recording, I think from my kitchen or something. Back in Severna Park, Maryland. Do you remember when we talked about the difference between the public and the private self? We did a whole show on it. How it was a long time.
Very
it was like
early.
A Sunday. Remember when we only did Sunday? Yeah, very, you're right. Like show two or three or something on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah. Still up. Barely remember, I do.
Yeah. But Joe and I were discussing for probably an hour that although there are obviously many distinctions between totalitarian, authoritarian states and freedom-loving states, constitutional republics, I've always believed, I've said on the air, and I said in that early show, that the primary difference you always need to be concerned about between Soviet-style systems of government and freedom-loving republics like ours, or ours used to be, is the distinction between the private and the public self. What do I mean? This is an important point before I get into this. In a North Korean Chinese-style model, there is no meaningful distinction between the public and private self in contrast to a republic. What I mean by that is you're relatively confident in a God-given rights-based society like we have in the United States, thank the Lord, that when your garage door closes behind your car or you lock your door after entering your walk-up apartment in Manhattan, that what happens inside that apartment, if it doesn't break any known laws, is your business. Some of it's unsavory. People go in, they do stuff. You know, people are human beings. It's not illegal, but I'm saying, you know, people are in the house. People use the bathroom with the door open. That's something you want public, right? I mean, folks, I'm trying to make a serious point. You don't feel like you're under surveillance or you didn't. You know, people go on the internet, people watch porn and other stuff. They don't want that out there. A lot of people do it. It wouldn't be the most popular sites in the world otherwise. It's just a fact. Everybody knows other people do it, but they're all embarrassed if it gets out by them. People do things in their house. They walk around with naked, like Chris Cuomo at CNN was caught on tape naked in his backyard. Maybe he did want that out. I don't know. Most people wouldn't, right? But in a freedom-loving republic, you have that private self where you're like, yeah, when I close my garage door and lock my door, I'm not out in the public. I can pick my nose in peace. I can do what I want. When I'm out in the public, if I do it in my car on the way to work, people are looking at, yeah, that guy's picking his nose. You don't do that. Why? Because you understand there's a public self where you're restrained in your behavior. I'm not talking legally restrained. I mean, just things people consider unsavory, but not illegal, even though they do it themselves. You don't sit in your car and pull up a toilet bowl and walk in the back seat and do your business if your Tesla car is on autopilot. Why? Everybody goes to the bathroom. Why don't you do it in public? Because it's embarrassing. It's private. You understand in totalitarian regimes, there is no private self. All of your communications are monitored. The Soviet Union, did you know? Read a history book, leftist, made national heroes out of kids who ratted on their parents. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Just look up the stories. Who ratted on their parents for being dissidents. Mm-hmm. The Soviet Union made heroes out of them. Parents had to be wary of what they said in their own house. There was no private self. Everything was public and subject to sanction by the state. Now that I set this up, I want to get into the piece where the author, again, who's clearly leaning left, is like, hey, once we start shutting down Parler and Telegram and WhatsApp and Signal and all this other stuff, We're going to start pushing people into more private means of communication. And it's only a matter of time before those private self communications, email and others, are monitored too. Oh, kind of sounds like something we've warned about on this show for like 72,000 years. Screenshot number one from this piece. Read it. Read it. Here's one of their big concerns. Quote, Sam Lesson. Despite the fact that email is in theory a distributed protocol, in practice, several large companies such as Google via Gmail have huge control over which emails get delivered and which are suppressed. What? This is a huge liability because it means that through internal employee pressure or external political pressure, Google may be forced to step back from the central promise of email, which is that you get the messages you want delivered to you. That is the promise of email, right? If under pressure, Google starts breaking that central promise, will people move to alternative providers? Maybe. Again, there are some enlightened leftists out here who are starting to see that we're going down a dangerous path. You see the slippery slope we're on? Oh, we'll just ban Parler. That's where all the hateful conservatives are. Okay, then they move to Telegram. Yeah, we'll just ban Telegram too. Then they move to email lists like I have. Don't worry. We'll just pressure Google to not deliver Dan Bongino's emails. No, Dan. Paula's like, it's already happening. AR15.com, a website I love, was wiped off the internet by their domain hoster. You comfortable with this, leftist? You have, of course you are. You're totalitarians. Of course you love it. Again, not all leftists are. They're starting to realize that we're getting into a really dangerous place. Google, yeah, we're not going to send out Dan Bongino's emails. Wait. That's the central promise of email. You're going to deliver the email. No, not for you. Not for you. We're going to accuse you of inciting violence. Yeah, okay, I'll sue you too. Because you're a liar. This article is incredible. So step number one, they moved to email. Here's step number two, piece from the piece. It says, this is long, but I need you to listen to it. But the thing to recognize that the internet is largely governed by a set of norms and implicit agreements about how digital traffic is handled, including the right of people to communicate with each other freely. Once these norms start unraveling, they already have, by the way, the internet can fall apart quickly. Beyond email, the problem is that once a lot of energy moves off more public social platforms, like Parler, because we were shut down, and towards form of private communication, forms of that, serious attempts at regulation and control will follow. Most people who discuss internet policy like to draw a distinction between what they see as, oh, good control, Joe, and regulation, don't worry, in public spaces, compared with freedoms that should exist in private spaces. But as I've written for many years, that's a false and dangerous distinction. Kick us off Parler? Oh, then we'll go to email. Kick us off email? Oh, don't worry, we'll go to Signal. Shut down Signal? What's next? You going to ban meetings in people's homes? What's next? Banning any communication between conservatives? That's not going to happen there. It's a conspiracy theory. It is. It's happening right now. Even your leftist buddies are like, hey, I'm not sure this is a good idea. The internet collapses if the central promise of the internet, the free flow of information, is essentially destroyed using a North Korean Chinese communist model that the left seems to be embracing. Maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe conservatives were right the whole time. I'm reading about our Parler lawsuit right now. Let's go to one more section of this piece. It's critically important that the quickest pathway to global totalitarianism and authoritarianism is exactly the path we're on right now. Don't listen to my words. Listen to this guy, Sam. From the piece, when the negative energy from public social platforms moves very obviously to encrypted, ephemeral, and decentralized places, the calls will clearly come to limit or control access to them too. at a time when none of them could truly function without the implicit protection of governments and large organizations. Is it a good idea to cross this bridge and sacrifice our access to private messaging, starting with email, but over time implicating voice, chat, and other services too? The author thinks the answer is decidedly no. The way we end up with true global dictatorship and authoritarian regimes is by using modern technology to monitor, censor, and control private speech at a level that was literally unfathomable until recent technological breakthroughs. We must vehemently reject this power for the sake of the future, despite the continuous pain and suffering that allowing private hate speech will cause. The author's words, not mine. Even leftists are starting to see that we are walking down a path to dangerous global tyranny and authoritarianism. And media hacks are, what did Stalin call, useful idiots everywhere, ushering in a role of the authoritarianism they claim to be fighting by fighting Trump. The irony of it is so thick, it's unbelievable. I want to leave you with this quote by C.S. Lewis. Hat tip Scott Moorfield on his social media account from the Daily Caller put this up, but it's worth reading right now. And it's an interesting way to end the show. But it's an important one. It's a warning you all should heed, which I'd love to read. If we C.S. Lewis, quote, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It'd be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience." Take those words to heart. We are living in very dangerous times. There's a lot going on behind the scenes for legal reasons I'm not talking about. But if you think I'm going to take any of this lying down, what I said yesterday matters. I will go bankrupt, destitute, and you will see me 6 feet under in a coffin, dying of a stress heart attack before I'm going to let you do this to us and our movement without a most significant and heavy fight back. You are crazy. You picked the wrong cat, because I ain't it. Folks, please subscribe to my email list, Bongino.com/newsletter. I'd appreciate it if you go to BonginoReport.com to get your news in the morning. BonginoReport.com, that's different from Bongino.com. It's another, that's where we host our podcasts and write articles. It's our alternative to the now leftist drudge hit machine. And please subscribe to my show, not on YouTube, but on Rumble, Rumble.com/Bongino, where we practice free speech. Crazy idea. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.